Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon. Brother Freedom's coming. The Lord's speaking to him about the importance of us having hardness. And I know he's got some good things for you. Father, thank you for blessing Brother Freedom and anointing him. And thank you for touching the listeners. Lord, we give you praise and honor. And we thank you that we can have this Tuesday afternoon and dedicate it to you and dedicate this place to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Bible says that we're to have a soft countenance, soft spirit, and we know that we're not to speak harshly, we're supposed to speak softly. But the Bible also says that we're to have a spirit of, put on that shield of faith that we can quench the fire of the darkness of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. But the Bible says also to endure hardness as a good soldier. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever been in the army or military, but when you go to war, you're no longer back home where you once was. And basically, when we enlist in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what we're, when we really think about it, he says, be ye followers of me. And I think the Christian life, especially in America, is real soft. You don't get on people's toes. You don't tell them really what the word says because you're afraid of losing them. And that's against the word of God, because God says he wants to be strong and the power of might. In the last couple of weeks, God has really showed me this very vividly, very powerfully, and I live it in it, and I know something about it, that God wants us to be able to live in these last hours. Because as I was coming here today, the Lord showed me these last hours that we live. I don't know how long God's going to hold that time when he comes, but there may be a time when the church is persecuted. When the church Christians shall go through like some people of the world. Can you endure hardness as a good soldier? In America, we're used to living in soft confinements. The easier we got it, the better we like it. We don't realize that actually exercising our body and using our hands daily makes us live better, live longer, and live more powerfully than when we don't do those things. But America is in that relaxed mode, and that's all goes, so goes spiritually. We want to have our cake and eat it, and we don't want to put anything in to what God says do. We're just a shoe in because we accepted Jesus as a personal Savior. Well, I believe that's true to one touch, but I don't believe it's the full answer. I believe that God wants us, as we come to Jesus, become ye followers of Christ. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. But I don't see it in any church movement. I was in a little Bible study this morning, and it was really loose. It was really I don't know. But I didn't say nothing. But I believe the Spirit becomes very offended what's said many times. That person says, well, you know, we actually, like, I guess 99% of all people believe that the Holy Spirit is something we call him to do it, and he does it for us. But I do not believe that. I believe this, it was on Stephen this morning, and Stephen was endued with power from on high. That's how come he had power. It wasn't his human spirit that got electrified because he says, I'm going to electrify myself. No. Don't work that way. Bible says, be filled with the Spirit. Walk that you might not fulfill the lust of flesh. For we wrestle not against flesh and principalities, but things present, things in height, nor depth, nor any other creature. For all these things that we wrestle against, we need the help of God. But what we do, we make it so easy that we're not doing nothing. I can take you a generator set or an alternator set, whichever one you want to call it. The newer ones are like an alternator, and the older ones are generators. And when you increase load, it pulls the big engine down. When you decrease the load, the engine throttles up. And see, we never get in that place of a work mold. I'm saying this is basically all Christian people. Bible says we'll be filled with His Word. Walk in the Spirit, we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. All these things, we have to practice holiness in getting to it. We have to also practice seeking God. Many of you, I believe, don't really seek God. I know something about seeking God because I submitted for 8 years. But even then, I said, there was nothing that I could do within, but it was a place that I had to get my mind in a place where God could come to my heart. When we accept Jesus Christ, our personal Savior, we don't know. We've never been here before. So we accept Him. And what we do is modernist preachers, evangelists, and teachers all say that's the end of it. Now, fully, that's not the end of it. That's the beginning. That's the time when you, any man be in Christ, you new creature, former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. So that's the time you put on the whole armor of God. That you're able to withstand the wiles of the devil. You can't withstand the wiles of the devil before you ever saved. And after you're saved, you got to stay full of the Spirit of God to be able to endure hardness as a good soldier. And what we're doing today, we're telling people they really, they're shoe in for heaven. Oh, everything's been paid. Maybe. But I'll tell you, my way, I believe that we have to do a little effort ourselves also. I believe God, yes, by grace we save through faith. Is His gift, His gifts left any man should boast. I believe that. But I believe there's more than that. We must learn to be holy. We must adopt ourselves the Spirit of God. We must be children of God. We must come out from among them. We might be separate. That's just part, I believe, of God's plan. Israel is a great teacher for all of us. And God wanted to teach Israel to be a holy nation. Now, Israel failed God. God seen that, but He wanted to make that a sort of rule that they go through. That they practice seeking God. They practice walking according to His Word. They practice being led by the Spirit of God. And I know that some of these things are very foreign to a lot of you people out there, but I really believe that we're living a time when we really need to seek God in a very special way. And I don't believe it's like the modernists say. Because God showed me over and over, it's not. And I believe His Word is true. I believe His Spirit is true. And I believe His Spirit never lies. And greater is He that's within you as He is in the world. So when we become saved, we have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, that greater power can work within us. We have to learn to walk in the Spirit. I know it's done supernaturally, but we have to say, oh Spirit, You line up the Word of God. We got to talk to ourselves once in a while. Man, you're not doing right. You know, you need to seek God in a greater way. That's us talking to ourselves. But we might not be offended, and we don't offend God. We must be a vessel of praise, of honor. And you learn, you start as a child. But I believe we grow into maturity every day of our life. We grow to time that God's going to take us home. And I believe heaven is real. Hell's a real place. But also, where we live in this earth, is that these things are going to pass away. Everything that we see is going to vanish. The only thing that we're going to have in eternity is what we have for Christ and God, the Holy Ghost. That's what we're going to keep. And these other things, we're going to lose them. And I truly believe it. I believe that your Christianity is going to go down the drain. I believe that everything that you got to God, you're going to hold dear to. I had a dream quite a few years ago. In that dream, I found myself in various different places. But one thing I've seen as Christians got older and older in the Lord, they got more wider. See, we should get deeper and not wider. We should always seek God more today than I did yesterday, or try to. I know when we get old that sometimes our body comes into effect, that we don't have the strength of our youth, but God understands that. And the Bible says, give Him the strength of youth. It means while you're young, seek the Lord. Because in the last days you may need that. And I believe if you seek Him going through the times of when you're young, God's going to let you grow in the maturity that when you hit the last hour, you're full of His strength. You don't have to guess where you're going because God's bigger than what you're facing. Now, I believe that we'll face things to the time that God allows us to leave this world. But in that time, in that period of time, we'll have a spirit upon us to be able to endure hardness as a good soldier. We won't fall apart, having done all to stand. And that's one of the things that we must learn. In battle, you had to stand if you was the only one left in combat. That was your duty, to stand. And that's why we're here in this world. God will never leave us. His eye is over the righteous. His ears open to cry. And he says, if we'll call on him, he will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not. God will never leave us and never forsake us. His eye is on the sparrow. And so much as he's on the sparrow, he watches us. He'll keep us through the times of Job's troubles, through the times of darkness, through the times of difficulty, through the times of persecution. The Lord will keep us. He'll guide us. He'll direct us. He'll visit our heart in a very powerful way. But we must, as God's people, endure hardness as a good soldier. And I'm guilty of it. I don't read the Word of God as much as I should because I keep meditating upon it. But it behooves us all to keep our minds on the Lord. However you do it, you have to keep your mind stayed on the Word of God. The Word is powerful. When you put the Word and the Spirit together, you get a team that's unbeatable. It will not be broken by the powers of darkness. It will not break in this last hour. It will be strong. It will take you through. It will give you a vision for heaven. Without a vision, my people perish. We have not a vision for the things of righteousness. We have a vision for this world. We're looking out here to have a motorboat. We're looking out here to have an airplane. We're looking to have all the things of this world. The Bible plainly says, come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises dear to the blood, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh, perfect the holiness and the fear of God. God saying, perfect wholeness. That perfection comes as we grow in the Lord. There's no time, there's no time for seniors to stop going, working out. There's no time for whatever age you are in the Lord to keep on. You need to keep driving on. You must seek God and be courageous. You must be bold. You must be excited. You must walk in His victory. You must walk in His power. Walk in His limitations. Not in your limitations, but God. There's no limitation, God. All things are possible for those who believe. And I believe this last hour, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to have power it's never had before. But you got to be bold. You got to stand in the Word. You got to stand in the truth. You got to do things that your brother or your sister don't even think is right. You just got to walk in the Spirit. That's the bottom line. Because natural man, what you're doing, natural man says, I don't know about that. Well, God's leading at the helm. And if where you should be, God lets you let people look that way because God is a reason. He lets you know that the Spirit's guiding that person wouldn't be there if it wasn't the supernatural power from heaven. And that's what God wants in this last hour, that you're not shaken by what you see. You're not shaken by who you are. You're not shaken where you live. You're shaken only because God's mighty hands upon you. His touch is here to help you. He is here to uplift you. He's here to heal you. He's bringing here to pardon you. As that lady yesterday, I prayed for her in some part of the world. God, I know, touched her in a mighty way. And I don't know how He does these things because Brother Freedom is nothing. If you see what I go through daily, you would say, hey, the bottom of the barrel. But God has a way of taking in the bottom of the barrel to make it exalt Him. That's what it's all about. He takes a little and makes much. When you dissolve yourself and you're in the bottom of the barrel, no one can see you, just the barrel there, then God says, hey, my child, I'll take with you. I'll be with you. When you speak that sigh of prayer, I'll heal that one. I'll bring my ministry upon you. You're not concerned what people think, what their desires are. You're concerned what your Lord God wants you to walk in. And that's this last hour we need to realize that we need to reassemble ourselves and walk according to the third chapter of Revelation. What does the Spirit say to the church? If you're not hearing from the church and the Spirit, you need to back up because God says that's where the answer is at. It's not in man. It's not in man's plan. It's in God's plan. His plan says, be ye strong, Lord, and power, put you on the whole armor of God, that we might endure hardness as a good soldier. And that comes by walking in the Spirit, and we do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh is very weak. And we need the Spirit of God to become alive. Alive unto God. Hakamashita Makubas, the dead of the sin. We need to raise our hands and praise God that He's sovereign. He's real. He's glorious. You see where I was about an hour ago, you'd say, well, what in the world happened? Because God's supernatural. He's taking a nobody and use me. That's all I'm saying. And He'll do the same for you. Put you in supernatural conditions, supernatural powers, and it'll take you to heaven. And when you get to heaven, you'll not be ashamed. And a lot of people's going to be ashamed because what have they done? What have they done? Never seen a soul saved. Never seen the power of God. Never the healing touch of heaven. It's exciting when God moves through your being. And whatever it takes, just say, God be with me. God is with you. God will never leave you. And we need to believe that in our way that faith, Lord Jesus Christ, should be growing. A growth that no one can stop. It's like a mighty fire that you can't smother it out. And that's what we should be. There's nothing to detour our walk, the Lord Jesus Christ. We walk in victory every day of our life that we not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh is the side of us that God doesn't love. So we got to learn to get rid of that flesh, and the Spirit of God becomes alive. And we've all got the flesh in us. We got to learn how to help get that word. Each one of us has to work out our salvation with fear and with trembleness, heavy trembleness. We must realize that we're very special in God's eyes, but we need the power of God to help us in this last hour, but we never had it before. I pray that God will bless you this day in a mighty way. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty, mighty way. Make your path to grow in Him, that you might save many souls, the hearts might be saved, that hearts might be filled, whatever that God has a plan for you, whatever it is, walk in His victory. I pray that God will bless you mightily this day. I pray that God will uplift you, encourage you. I pray that God will be by your side. He'll never leave you, never forsake His eyes over you, and He'll never, the Lord is your shepherd, and you don't have to walk. He'll guide you. He'll direct you. He's coming soon. Be ready, because He's coming. Behooves each one of us to pray, Lord. I want to be ready. Lord, I want to be ready. I want to stand faithful. Lord, bless all of you. I pray for a mighty blessing upon everyone that hears this word in a mighty way. And I pray that you lift you up, encourage you this day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. God bless you. Amen.